100 Word Stories.
Hi there, this is Lawrence Simon, and I have an announcement to make. I think this is the 4,000th episode of this podcast. That's individual stories, that's the weekly challenges. I don't include stories that have been redacted, and I don't include the announcements like, hey, the next topic is, because that's not really in an episode. That's kind of like a preview. Anyway, thank you to everyone out there who has been a part of this show, weekly challenges, daily stories, listening, tweeting, plurking, sharing, all that crazy stuff. Thank you all for keeping this going. And who knows how far this will go. Or how long. I don't know. It's just whatever. Anyway, let's get started. Today's story is called Crawdads. It's by Lawrence Simon. I love crawdads. Back in college, Ellen taught me how to eat crawdads, and I've been eating buckets of them ever since. Nardo the cat loved the crawdad smell on my fingers, so I'd set aside a few tails to bring home to him. He'd meow and beg and snap at the bits of crawdad I offered him. No more, I'd say, and he'd lick my fingers for a while. This is my first crawdad season without him, and our two black cats don't like crawdads. I ate the entire bucket myself, except one, left atop the pile of empty shells. Well, that's today's story. You can tell I wrote it a year or two ago, because, well, since then, it's down to one black cat. And a furry little idiot.
Tinny!
Okay. That's it for today. I can't remember the URL. OneADayUntilTheDayIDie.com. I'll see you all tomorrow. Until then, thank you for listening and being a part of this. And here's to the next 4,000. And as always, keep it brief.